Hello and welcome to Spotlight, a shaft of creative light under a cloud of life's boredom.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
This evening, we chat to some of the cast of the Service Players' forthcoming production of The Girl on the Train. And catch up with a local musician who's been making waves on the music scene in the UK. Remember, do get in touch with any creative artistic endeavours you might be involved in, planning, hoping to create, or would really like to put in the spotlight. This programme, of course. Poetic, theatrical, music, literary, ceramic, sculpted, drag, mime, social media, all the others. Email spotlight@manxradio.com or Howard Kane with an E at manxradio.com. Love to hear from you, so do it. What are you waiting for? The opening theme to the film of The Girl on the Train, the 2016 epic starring Emily Blunt, based of course on the novel of the same name, which became something of a cult classic hit. Now there's a chance for the first time on the Isle of Man, yes, a premiere, to see the stage play of the same at the Gaiety Theatre later this month. It's the latest production from the well-respected amateur dramatic society, the Service Players. It has a cast of both new and well-known faces on the Gaiety stage from the society. Three of them, Kelly Firth, Ben Davenport and Ilya Kondratyuk, dropped into the Spotlight studio to tell me more. And Ben got the short straw of giving me a précis of the plot for those who might not be familiar with it.
Right, so it basically follows Rachel, who is said girl on the train, on her commute to and from work, as you do sometimes, has a look outside the window, sees people living their lives. She is struggling with alcoholism at this time, and she sort of makes up scenarios in her head for the people that she sees in the gardens as the train is passing. She thinks she sees little affair going on. And then it turns out that the girl involved goes missing. And then she sort of, in trying to help out, she tries to figure things out for herself and tries to implant herself in said investigation and scenario.
So a sort of mystery, how would you describe it? Mystery thriller?
Mystery thriller, whodunit.
Yeah. And what about your character then, Ben? Who do you play? Tell us a little bit about your character.
So I'm playing Scott Hipwell, who is the husband of Megan, who is the girl who goes missing. And he is, how would you say he is? A bit of an unlikable guy, really, unfortunately for him.
Oh, you get one of the baddies.
Yes. He's obviously upset that his wife's gone missing. He's a bit angry and confused at everything that's going on. He's got a lot of intrusion into his life. And I think he's just a little bit fed up with everything that's going on, wants some clarity. But with him being a bit fed up now, he's bit quick to anger sometimes.
He's quite unpredictable. I feel like his emotions fluctuate quite a lot.
They do.
Which kind of seems fair in most of the scenarios.
Yeah, at one point he can be placid and he's a little bit downtrodden, and then one line can occur and he's angry then straight away. Yeah. So he's very up and down with it.
Yeah. Very sort of, a very sort of unstable character of someone that's quick to turn. Yeah. What about you, Kel?
I play Megan Hipwell, who is the girl who has gone missing, who Rachel watches when she gets the train to work and creates this like idealistic fantasy about the life that she thinks that she has just from the outside, not knowing her, and her perfect life and her perfect husband and her perfect work life. Then she goes missing and starts getting herself involved. I think Rachel's opinion of Megan and Megan's opinion of herself and who Megan actually is are three very different things. I think Rachel's opinion would change of Megan throughout as she learns more about her, and as they discover why she's gone missing. There's not too much I can say without it being a spoiler.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
No spoilers. Where do you fit into it, Ilya? You're in the middle here, but where do you fit in?
My character, Kamal Abdik, he's the mental therapist, and he's the only calm person who's surrounded by all the chaos and drama around it. However, he have some layers of mysteriousness as he once becomes one of the suspects because he was seeing Megan, the missing girl, during the therapy sessions. So it's an interesting character to play because he has number of layers, and it's the first appearances he's just calm and contained as the therapist should be. However, there's much more to that, much deeper in there. So I'm very excited to play this character. So, and I think it's going to be a great show.
It is a film, I think. It has been a film. Has anyone seen?
Yes.
Seen that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen.
Yeah.
I've not seen.
You've not seen it. Because sometimes it's an advantage because it gives you an idea, and other times you then sort of get that implanted in your head, and you think, do I play it like I saw it in the film, or do I give it my own interpretation?
It's very often it happens that if you watch something, then you may have to resist trying to replicate what you've just watched. So it's like you can contaminate your character and your personal vision of the character.
Exactly.
So it's best to link and connect yourself. However, the film is good. The adaptation is great. However, we have a little bit different adaptation here rather than an American version of the story. What about you guys?
When I went to the auditions read through, I didn't know anything about it.
I literally knew
the title of it and a brief blurb and thought, that sounds pretty interesting. And then I got there and all these people had all watched the film or like read the book and were big fans, and I thought, oh crap, I've not done my research.
I've not done any research.
But then when we were doing the read through, I thought, I really like the character of Megan.
Yeah.
So that's where I went from there. Yeah, but I saw a bit of the film when it was on TV. I watched a chunk of it, but then I thought, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go with the play interpretation. I might watch the film after we've finished.
It's worth watching. It's a good one. I was the same. I turned up. I knew of it. Is it Emily Blunt who's in it?
I think it is.
And I thought, I thought Emily Blunt's in it. It's bound to be good. I'll watch it just after that first read through. And I was like, so I kind of get what's going on now.
It is, it's always a tricky one whether to do that or not. Do you think is it sort of a show that appeals to anyone? Would you call it a family show or not? How would you describe it?
Not for kids.
No, not for kids.
Not for kids. What about the rest of the cast and direction? It's being done by the Service Players. Of course, have done a lot of plays, had great success with Witness for the Prosecution last year. Who else is in the cast with you? So I don't know how big the cast is. Is it sort of
quite
seven?
Small.
Seven of us.
Rachel plays Rachel.
She does.
There's a Rachel playing
Rachel.
There is
a Rachel playing Rachel.
There's no acting written. No,
type cast there.
Rachel Joplin plays the lead,
yeah.
Rachel Watson. And she is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, she's in the entire... The entire
the
show,
entire
because it's all from her point of view.
Every scene,
from her narrative.
Yeah.
So she doesn't...
There's no break
Does she
for
go
her.
Off stage ever?
I don't think she does, no.
Okay.
She's in literally
every
single scene.
Yeah,
and she was
on,
probably one
on.
Of the first ones to be even a bit off book when we're all learning her lines, and she already knew
the first few
or so.
Scenes, yeah.
She is
straight
amazing.
Away, she's very good.
Toby Smith plays Tom,
Rachel's
ex-husband. And Alice Spencer plays Anna, Tom's new wife.
And then we've got Jeff... As Gaskell.
Gaskell.
D.I. Gaskell, yeah.
And how rehearsal's been going? Because it's very difficult, I think, sometimes when you're doing, you know, Amdram, whatever, and each time you've got a different cast, and you never know until you get going whether you're all going to gel together. Mm. Has it been going well?
It has, yes. I thought that would be a problem for myself because I know a few of the cast members know each other and have done a few things with each other before. This is my first time doing any theatre work for... dare I say, close to 20 years now.
It's like swimming though, you know.
Well, riding a bike or something, hopefully you never forget, but, you know, we'll see come showtime. So for me, it was a little bit daunting to come in and see everybody knowing each other and, I've not seen you in ages. How have you been since you've done this? You were great in X, Y, and Z. And I was just like, okay, I don't know anyone. I've not done any theatre work for 20 years. This might have been a bit too much, but... Everyone's been very nice, very welcoming, very supportive. And I like to think that rehearsals are going well, not just from my point of view, but I think from everybody else's as well. We're all getting there. I think we've gelled quite nicely.
Oh, that's nice. Did you know that any of the rest of the crew were there, or were you strangers to all of them, or did you know any people there?
No, I only know new Ben because we were attending acting classes together, so I know his capabilities. So, but it's very nice to see how throughout the rehearsals, because every day you can see how his character develops and have that anger and mood swings there getting natural and look incredible. So, we all having our characters being developed so far by now. So we're just practicing and making them even better.
I knew everyone involved before this, except you two, who I do remember, because I remember Ilya from the read-through, because I remember thinking, that man has a nice voice. And then Ben was in my audition callback. We did a scene together where we were having an argument.
We did.
And I'm not sure that it was any reflection on my acting ability, because you were just really scary.
And that's not really hit well for you, I suppose.
And Kim Quine directing?
Kim Quine directing and Viviana Toro assistant director.
Assistant director,
both
yeah.
very successfully.
Oh, very good, yes. Yeah. Isn't it? Again, it's always a thankless task being director, isn't it? You get all the hard work and none of the limelight.
Yeah. Yeah.
She deserves the limelight, Kim. She's a lot of time and effort gone into it, and her vision of how things are going to be done is, again, 20 years out, but I think she'll be great. She's done a great job.
Terrific stuff. Right, Song at the Gaiety Theatre. Give us the dates and times.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which are, I believe, the 27th, 28th and 29th of June. Doors at 7 p.m.
Oh, don't ask me the time.
I was going to say, don't quote me on that, but I think it's 7.
We'll say 7 p.m. and I'll correct it if we're wrong.
Yes.
7 p.m.
Hopefully you're not going to be late, Ben.
And if I turn up at 7 and everyone's already gone, I'll be devastated.
And you can book via the Gaiety website, the usual outlets.
Yeah, the Gaiety website.
I know I've heard, and talking to you guys coming up, it's been selling really well. So if you're wanting to go and get a good seat, don't leave it too late. Hopefully you'll get in on the night, but you never know. You never know. It might just sell out. Stranger things have happened at sea, it has to be said. And as we said before, it's not really one for the young kids. It's one for adults.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Fans of mystery, thriller.
Yeah, mystery, thriller.
Anybody who likes the book, hopefully, would appreciate our interpretation of the play.
Yeah, terrific. You can help.
I think if anyone have questions about taking a child or a teenager, they may just consult the theatre or production.
Yeah,
They will be. They will let you know, maybe if accompanied, then it's might be fine. There's no, I don't remember any scenes that may be too brutal. But it's best to consult first.
Probably depends on the age of the teenager. But some teenagers.
Scott has
right,
some.
It's not a family show, no.
No, he has some rather colourful outbursts with some choice language used. So just bear that in mind.
Yes.
And I'm sure many kids have seen Alcoholics before. So
they all know Rachel well.
They may recognise.
It's that woman from the train.
We all know Rachel well. She'll hear this interview, you know.
I know.
Listen, guys, hope the rest of the rehearsals go very well. And just remains to say, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Sounds like it's going to be a winner. And I believe tickets are already going incredibly well at the box office. And I'm not joking. So, as we say, don't hang around. It's on the 27th, 28th, 29th of June at the Gaiety. You can go to the website to book now.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
Now, from time to time on this programme, we like to feature local musicians who are doing great things, either here or further afield or both. My colleague Christy DeHaven features most, if not all of them, on the Live Lounge on a Saturday afternoon every weekend. Check that out, of course, if you don't know it. And often makes suggestions to me for some who could feature on Spotlight with a song or two. And one such is Annabel Lauren, and formerly Annabel Curfey, known over here as being part of Spaghetti and the Hoops, great name, but now UK-based and doing wonderful things as a solo artist, as she told Christy in the lounge just recently.
I'm living in Brighton at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, actually Hove, but it's the same thing.
It's a lovely part of the world there, isn't
so
it?
So nice. Yeah, right by the beach as well, which is beautiful.
Fantastic.
So good, yeah.
And did you go there specifically to kind of follow your musical career then?
Yeah, I went to uni, so I went to BIM Brighton, and I've just graduated from that, doing music production and songwriting. Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks.
So has that kind of like changed your whole kind of approach to songwriting and music now then?
Kind of. It's just given me some pointers. It's helped me. I definitely tell, like, I listen to like voice notes of me from like 3 years ago and now, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, I've definitely improved.
I love that voice notes have got you recorded. Yeah. That's the way it is now. People record stuff on voice notes. So you're actually there with, you know, at least one of Spaghetti and Hoops, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, Kizzy is over there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a good place for Manxies to be, obviously.
And yeah, we seem to be flocking there for some reason. I think it's
good.
The seaside.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like home, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, just with a Primark.
Yeah. Which a lot of people will be very jealous of over here. I'm sure. And what is it like then trying to kind of break in with your music somewhere like Brighton? Because, I mean, it's known as being a musical place, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there's plenty of opportunities. I mean, it's really close to London as well. So, you know, it's nice. I've found myself some distributors through that as well. So, yeah, it's kind of like it's difficult in a way because there's so much music going on, but mm-hmm. it's also like there is so much, so you can just kind of go anywhere and someone's going to listen, you know? Yeah.
So you've got distributions. That's really good because that's quite a difficult thing to do. How do you go about getting something like a distribution then?
I actually got it through my brother because of a bit of nepotism there. But I used to just do online through DistroKid myself, mm-hmm. Which you have to pay for. And then, just managed to... Usually they say they just kind of reach out to people, so... It's kind of like just being in the right place at the right time, basically. Yeah,
I love that because it sounds quite old school, like getting a distributor on board, because like you said, loads of people now just go the route of kind of self-publishing and self-distributing. So it's great to have that kind of backing behind. You know, I'm guessing that gets your music in front of a whole host of other people you wouldn't ordinarily get it in front of.
Yeah, so like if you're distributing by yourself, you've kind of got to do, you've got a pitch to Spotify, you've got a pitch to all these different places yourself, and it's a lot of work. I mean, you have got to write the music, you've got to perform it, you've got to record it, like I'm doing everything. So it's nice to kind of have the distributors to take a bit of the, you know, the work off my back and and sell my music for me.
Yeah, get it sold. So we've been hearing Cauliflower Cheese, which is a fabulous song.
Yes,
I have to say, tell us a little bit about it because it is an intriguing title.
Yeah, it's actually about the Isle of Man. Well, kind of. It's about moving away from the Isle of Man. It's called Cauliflower Cheese because the night I wrote it, actually, my mum, I'd been asked to go out by my friends and I was like, oh, I really don't want to go out. And my mum was like, just made some cauliflower cheese. Do you want some? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do tonight.
Comfort food.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then am I right in thinking from having bumped into her recently that she might have then broken your heart about the cauliflower cheese?
Is it?
That it may not be a homemade recipe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, she did admit to me that it could have just been from M&S. Disgraceful.
But you know what, it hit the spot at the time. That's the important thing. And it's given you a really good single.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, it's had great reception, hasn't it?
Yeah, so it's been on BBC introducing Sussex and Surrey. And I've had it on a few local radio shows in Brighton as well, which is really cool.
Well done. And then the follow-up to that is 3 a.m. Is that the follow-up to that? Tell us a bit about that one.
So that one's about, the fact that I'm always up at 3 a.m. I can't seem to get to sleep. Just kind of like it's kind of about kind of figuring out, you know, how to live healthily, how to kind of like not give in to my vices too much. And just be comfortable and figure myself out. But I can't seem to get to sleep. It's actually, the first verse is based on a real dream that I had where I was running away from, you know, when you're running in a dream and you can't really run.
Someone's chasing you.
And I had like money falling out of my pocket and this guy was like stealing it from me. I was running through doors and they all just led back to the corridor. So I don't know if anyone, a shrink out there, I can you tell me what that means?
Can you diagnose her and make her feel better, please? Maybe it means actually you're going to be massively successful.
I think so.
Let's just say it's that. Yeah.
I think it just means that I've got to write a great song.
Now, Annabelle Lauren, as we said, formerly Annabelle Curfey. So is Lauren your middle name? Where's
Lauren
that come
is the
from?
Middle name, yeah. Okay. I've stolen, my brother uses his middle name as his pseudonym as well, so I've stolen that from him.
So tell us about your brother.
So he's a photographer. He lives in London now and he's done very, very well for himself. I'm kind of, you know, like getting everything off his back. I'm
doing
like
some pretty cool things.
I've sat in on a few of his shoots before and he's really, really good. He's very professional. He is very good at what he does, you know. I know I'm biased, but
so would you let him shoot you then?
Oh, absolutely. I've been begging him, I've been saying please, and we're trying to set it up. And he's actually just started an online magazine as well, so he's saying maybe a feature in that at some point.
I tell you what, this is another example of how us lot from the island do tend to go off and do amazing things. Like, we're a creative bunch, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Yeah, maybe the island kind of just gives that to us, the creativity element, because there's so many people doing amazing things out there. So 3M we've heard, cauliflower cheese we've heard. What is next for you then? What's on next on the cards?
So I've got another single coming out at the end of this month on the 31st of May. I haven't actually announced the title yet, but I'll do it here. It's called Alone.
Woohoo! I know. Exclusive!
Yeah. It's everyone's saying this is my more folky song, so kind of bringing me back to my Manx roots, maybe.
Excellent. Yeah. And what is the dream then for you and your music? Where would you like to be in, say, like, I'd say 5 years' time, but things move so quickly now. Let's just say next year.
Oh, God, next year. just performing at festivals and gigs everywhere. Getting out there and still writing, releasing. I just want to do music constantly. That's all I want to do, is write and perform and record and let people hear what I've got to say if they want to.
I think I need to see a shrink, or just for someone to decipher my dreams, 'cause they're getting pretty scary, and I don't know what they mean. I'm driving my car, the next I'm running from a madman. I don't know what he wants, he's stealing all my money, my breath feels funny, and all these doors just lead to the same damn thing. I'm getting pretty fed up now, and I want to wake up now, but I can't close my eyes, I think I'm paralyzed. Seeing things in my room I don't normally see, like the woman beside me, but she's smiling politely at me, and I should probably get to sleep on time, and I should probably start to drink less wine, and I should probably stop consuming all the THC I do when I try to get to sleep on time. And I know, yeah, I know my timing's not the best, but I think I'd better go and get some rest, 'cause every time I try it seems like I can't do it. I really need to find a way to help me through it. I think it's all in my head, I need to go to bed, and I should probably get to sleep on time, and I should probably start to drink less wine, and I should probably stop consuming all the THC I do when I try to get to sleep on time, to get to sleep on time. Don't wake me up, I haven't slept in days, it's taking up all of my headspace. And how am I supposed to dream when all I think about is you? I tried to fly above the clouds just so that I could see the moon, but I need to come back down, I'm getting tired now, and I should probably get to sleep on time, and I should probably start to drink less wine, and I should probably stop consuming all the THC I do when I try to get to sleep on time, and I wish I would get to sleep on time, and I wish I would start to drink less wine, and I wish I would stop consuming all the TV series that I do when I try to get to sleep on time, to get to sleep on time.
3 AM, written and performed by Annabel Lauren, or Annabel Kirby, as she might be known to some. Her new single and follow-up to the wonderfully named Cauliflower Cheese, which is available on Bandcamp. And Alone, her latest single, is also out now. That's about it for this week. Don't forget, if you want to hear anything again, go to manxradio.com, download the Spotlight podcast, listen where and when you want. Why not try it whilst shouting at the weather? That's what I do. See you next week. Until then, look after yourselves, and whatever you're doing, be creative about it. Cheerio.